Good afternoon, Mr. Smith. I'm Dr. Aretha Jones. What seems to be the problem and what brings you here? So your wife thinks you're impotent because you have not been able to achieve an erection with her? I see. And how long have you been having this problem? Almost since the day after you got married, really. And you've been married how long? 4 years. Okay. Well, I'm glad you finally came to see me. All right, now let me ask you this. Do you masturbate? You do, of course. And have you been able to get it up while you masturbate? Yes, very good. And may I ask, what do you think about that arouses you when you masturbate and find yourself becoming erect? It's okay, Mr. Smith. You don't have to be embarrassed. I hear this sort of thing all the time, so speak freely. Now, don't worry about offending me. So you find yourself getting turned on when you think about African women, particularly African American women? Is that so? Okay, well, that's certainly not the first time I've heard this. What is it about these African women and these African American women that you think arouses you? Go ahead, you can tell me. I told you I would not get offended. And I can probably guess anyway. Like, for instance, you like their big, juicy bubble lips, I'm assuming. Just a lucky guess by the way you're looking at mine. Mm-hmm. Now, what is it about these lips that's so arousing to you, Mr. Smith? They look like they were just made for dick sucking. And they just look so juicy and round, and also reminds you of the other set of lips on a woman when they get swollen. Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, and what else arouses you about the African American female? Oh, the sexy voice, particularly on the African American female. Oh, yes, we do have a voice like no other. And let me guess, you just like that sassiness, that edge, that raspiness. The way our voice can almost command your cock to get an erection just from hearing it. Mm-hmm. I see. Of course. All right. Is there anything else that you like about us African American females? Big juicy black asses. I see. Mm-hmm. Well, how could you not? And no, you're not mistaken. We do have the best asses. So plump, firm, round. Just a natural aphrodisiac. Mm-hmm. And of course, let us not forget those juicy black titties. Yes, even the chicks with small tits, they're still sexy as hell. Especially when they're walking around wearing no bra. And they have those big, puffy nipples. Mm-hmm. I see. Now let me ask you this. Have you ever been walking down the street alone or with your wife?